Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We're suckers for an animal story on The Opinion Line, and our listeners are worse than we are. Tori Joyce from West Cork Animal Welfare, where'd you come across this little duck? What? It's the cutest little story. Where'd you come across the duck?
Oh, it's a wonderful story, PJ, and good morning to you and all your listeners.
Good morning
to you. And thank you for having us on. Yes, it's an amazing story. It all started the other morning when I got a lovely message from a lady called Yvonne Dempsey in Clonakilty, and her husband, Michael Dempsey, who's actually a builder, he's building an estate called Antruhan Beag, opposite Ladies Cross, who we also built. And he'd obviously contacted her, and he said to her, a colleague arrived in with a duck stuck, wedged in the grill of the car. And what on earth would they do?
The grill of the car?
Yeah, in the grill of the van. It was actually the work van.
Okay.
It was actually Ray, the painter, whose car the duck arrived in. So Michael is great. He was on the ball. He contacted Yvonne. Yvonne contacted us what to do. So it transpires that Ray had left Cork City area, gone through a place called Ballygarvan, that area, and he heard a bang, but he looked in his mirrors, obviously didn't see anything, so he kept driving for another 45 minutes. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Arrived into Antruhan Beag. Michael then was right on the job. He got the duck out, and she seemed to be okay, but very, very stressed. So he put her into a quiet room, which part of the estate, and kept her stress-free, and Yvonne contacted us. So what we did then was to ascertain whether she was injured, so just leave her for a while, let her calm down, and I said I wanted a photo, because she could have been a domestic duck.
Oh, do people keep ducks as pets?
No? Well, duck eggs, you can... You come to Skibbereen Market, PJ, there's many a duck egg for sale.
A couple of poached duck eggs, you can't do better
there
for breakfast.
There you go.
There you are.
So, but it transpired that she was actually a female mallard duck. And I would have some experience with ducks, as I have reared a couple of ducklings a long time ago. So I just said, keep her quiet, put a bowl of water in, but wild birds won't feed when they're stressed. So I contacted a friend of mine in Ballydehob, Jess Sims, who actually is an expert on... I have three people I use for wildlife. One is Charlie Lee at Skibbereen Garden Centre. One is Rita Eaton in Skibbereen, and then Jess Sims. And Jess has worked all over the world. And I just ran everything by him, and he said, yes, perfect, keep her quiet. But we did want to make sure she wasn't injured, because she would have gone into our vets in Faxbridge if she'd been injured. But she seemed okay.
Yeah.
So Michael was great. He just kept an eye on her. And I must say, thanks so much to Michael and his colleagues. They were absolutely amazing. Mm. They followed all the advice. So obviously they had no carrier. So what we thought, we made a plan. The best thing to do was the guy who actually hit her knew the exact area. So to get her returned back to her own habitat. So the rescue came down with a carrier so we could put her in it. And Jez did say to me, probably the best thing is to put her in a bit later when it's quieter and let her go again. So Ray put her into the van, brought her back in the afternoon and released her. And I don't know if you've seen the video, PJ?
Oh, yeah.
Of her flying away?
Looks great.
I tell you something.
We did contact her for comment.
There she is. And Michael now has apparently a new nickname, the West Cork Duck Whisperer. So I'm sure he's delighted
it's
with that.
It's a lovely story, Tori.
Wonderful.
A lucky duck, really, she was.
Oh, 45 minutes, can you imagine, wedged in the grill in the front of a van.
Poor thing must have been terrified.
Oh, terrified. Now, it has happened before where birds have wedged in grills and they have not survived.
Yeah. Well, that one did, and great story from the West Cork Animal Welfare Group, Tory Joyce. And there's the duck.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.